just want to underline what
Klaus was saying, that the commission in Matthew is a Jewish commission. It doesn't mean that we don't do it. I don't want to take us from these beautiful comments that we have. The book, what did the disciples do? The book of Acts is not a continuation of the Gospel of Matthew. As we all know, the book of Acts is a continuation of the Gospel of Luke. Luke is the same writer, and he writes to the same person. And the commission they have taken, and preaching the gospel was primarily done by the Apostle Paul, who calls himself, he is the servant of the church, he is the servant of the gospel. Again, it doesn't mean that we don't follow what happened here. But in the Gospel of Luke, the commission is a little bit different, and I think Richard has drawn our attention to the different commissions. In the Gospel of Luke, he says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So the disciples, they followed the commission and preached the gospel of grace, the gospel that we know. Now, if we look at the commission in Matthew 28, it says, go unto all nations and make disciples. Now, discipleship is the kingdom. The gospel of Matthew is all kingdom. And it begins by, he shall call his name Emmanuel, which is by interpretation, God is with us. And it ends by, the Lord was with them. Emmanuel. Continuation from the beginning of the gospel to the end of the gospel and forever. He is God with us. But the gospel of Matthew is a Jewish gospel, as we all know. And discipleship is a Jewish. And how do we disciples? You notice he says, go ye therefore, disciple all nation, baptizing them. It is not and baptizing them. And then verse 20, teaching them. It's not and teaching them. So how is discipleship done? By two things. By baptism and by teaching. This is discipleship. It is not disciple them and baptize them and teach them. But this is the means by which disciples are made. And you know, he put baptism first and then teaching. And what we do is to teach and teach and teach. And then finally, baptism comes. The Lord didn't put it in this sequence. It is baptism. And it is vital to realize that also baptism is a kingdom truth. You don't get into the church by being baptized. But you get into the kingdom by being baptized. There are so many people that are baptized in the kingdom but are not part of the church. They're not true believers. So baptism brings people into the kingdom. And this is a beautiful illustration, as what Brother Klaus mentioned, of what is going to happen by the remnant in the future. As they are going to go into all the world, and they are going to get disciples unto the Lord Jesus. But all the beautiful comments that we have heard are applied to us. What the brethren have told us, go and get out of your comfort zone. I think it's all applicable to us, but it's good to put it in, cut it in straight lines.